But after years of abuse from man and nature, the mangroves seemed to be nearing their limits. Illicit logging, mostly for building materials to house the region's booming population, has thinned out the periphery of the forest. At the same time, increasing water salinity caused by the encroaching sea is killing off many higher-value storm-stopping tree species, such as the sundari that gives the forest its name. The salinity assault comes from both land and sea. Upstream dams on rivers in India have reduced freshwater flow into the sundarbans, while sea level rise caused by climate change is flushing more salt water into the mangroves. The salinity front is just going up and up and up, said the Mashfikus Salin, a professor at Bangladesh University of Engineering and Technology's Institute of Water and Flood Management. New areas will salinize, and moderately salinized areas might become unlivable. It's becoming a big problem. In the worst-case scenario, in which sea levels rise by more than 6 feet this century, Bangladesh alone stands to lose some 800 square miles of mangroves in the sundarbans. The best-case scenario is a loss of roughly 80 square miles. Salahin and other scientists fear that even that much might prove disastrous for a country so poor the forest is besieged by human needs. The land itself is disappearing. Without the tangled roots of the mangroves to stabilize it, land erodes into the sea. And with upstream dams trapping river sediment, it's not replenished as it once was.